What's up, guys? TrickDriver101.com. Hopefully, I have this adjusted correctly. So here's how we're going to do this. Now, today, I am going to discuss something a little bit interesting to me. I was listening to a guy on YouTube. Going again, I don't attack people, but he was doing the usual guarantees in trucking. And I was thinking, so many guys buy into the guarantees in trucking. There are none. So before I go over that, this is TruckDriver101.com. I've been in trucking for 10 years. You can get my audiobook at TruckDriverBooks.com. It's an audiobook I designed for new drivers to help them get into the industry. Now, for new drivers and old drivers, let's get down to the bullshit of the guarantee. First guarantee that I'm sick of hearing is, at least that truck, man, it got to give you miles. No, they don't. No one has to give you miles. Anytime you lease a truck or you buy a truck, failure is a reality. You are not guaranteed to get anybody to give you anything. Okay? So there are no guarantees. You know, I get so fucking sick of listening to these guys telling dudes, oh man, you're gonna make a dollar a mile. And dude, you haven't paid your taxes yet on that dollar a mile. You haven't paid for fuel yet on that dollar a mile. You haven't, you know, bought your equipment yet. You know, all this stuff on your dollar a mile. You haven't done paid for your taxes to get done. You haven't got a CPA, an accountant yet. You know, you haven't even seen how many miles they're going to actually give you, because there's no guarantee unless it's in your contract. Okay. So when you buy a business, there are no guarantees, period. All right. The only guarantee is that your ass might fail. That's it. And here's the thing. A lot of lease guys, even on operators, you have the potential to make money. You do not have a guarantee. A lot of guys that you listen to, I don't diss these guys. I'm a big fan of many of them. But you always got to remember, some of them have children. Some of them have deductions like homes and other things. And some of them have run businesses before. Some of them have military backgrounds. The military teaches you some serious discipline, right? If you, believe me, if you go and you take the advice of a military person and you know you have the discipline of a McDonald's worker, this is going to be a difference in your business and profits. Okay. That's just being honest. All right. A military guy who's used to being gone for a year and facing down deadly combat is going to be a better business person than a motherfucker that just worked at McDonald's for 5 years. And now all of a sudden he can get a truck. Yeah, most of them are walk-away leases. However, there are different ways to lose money in those walk-away leases. It's not like when you say walk away, your income starts flowing again. You know, if you're broke and you own a business, well, the truck, until you get rid of it, is going to eat your money. Then when it stops eating your money, the company is most likely going to eat your maintenance fund. And again, that's the world. That's the real world of no guarantees. Okay. The second guarantee I want to deal with is the over-the-road guarantee. Anytime you hear me talking about over-the-road, anytime you hear me, I am always talking about doing dedicated or towards a niche. I never recommend anybody do over-the-road just over-the-road. That is stupid, especially dry van, because if the economy goes down and you're doing dry van straight up over the road, your money can fall. If the economy goes up, yeah, you can make some good money, but dry van is on every corner, on every place. Okay. On every corner at every truck stop. You don't want to be in the profession that everybody does. You want to have some type of niche to it. If you're going to do straight up over the road, you either want to go to a specific customer or you want to go to a dedicated niche part of that. Okay. That's the only real way to generate any money. You got to specialized or dedicated. Don't go just over the road, because over the road is not a guarantee of money. Okay. You can make just as much money locally as somebody over the road. You can make more. Seriously. And I know that's hard for people to understand, but you can. A lot of guys make the misconception that the farther you go, it's more money. That's complete bullshit. Okay. My company I work at, one of our highest paid accounts pays $243 a day. Okay. They work 6 days a week. Those guys are bringing home more than $1,000. Well, depending on what their situation is, but about $1,000. They're home every night. There are guys who are owner operators who are going 6 weeks on the road and they're making that kind of money. Okay. Straight up fact. And that is not the highest paying account doing what we do calling auto parts. And these guys don't go to new places every day. They go to the same places every single day. So they're not lost. They're not struggling. They're not trying to figure out where the hell to go. Okay. They got way more peace of mind than you do. And some of them, I hate to tell you this, are rookies. This is why I recommend my book, where I show you how to research your area before you come out on the road, because it may be completely unnecessary. Research and knowledge is really important. The thing is, don't think because somebody says over the road, you're guaranteed to make money. That guy's away from their home for 8 weeks, they ain't making a dime. That's just a fact. Money is created based in trucking. Here's the thing about trucking. We're in the warehousing business. We're not in the trucking business. Okay. If my company has a deal with that warehouse or that specific niche or that specific group, I'm going to make money. If they don't have any deals, I won't make a dime. That's a fact. I won't make a fucking dime if they don't have a deal. That's the only way money is generated. There is no guarantee you will make money. The third guarantee I'm sick of hearing. The guarantee you will be middle class. Complete bullshit. There are trucking companies that pay you extremely low. And there are trucking companies that can pay you ridiculous amounts of money. The company that can pay you the most could be right around the corner from your house. This is why I recommend research. But the whole idea that this company's over the road, so I'm guaranteed. No, you're not. This company paid Jimmy this amount. Doesn't mean shit. Doesn't mean shit. They could pay Jimmy $1 million. Doesn't mean they're going to give it to you. You always got to keep a company in your back pocket. You always got to be ready to move on. You always got to be looking at what's going on in real life with your pocket right here, right now. And those are the guarantees that I'm only going to go over that I'm just sick of hearing people say is a guarantee. You can be below the poverty line and driving a truck every day. Okay. Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. There is no guarantees. You always have to think. You always got to be moving, evolving, changing, learning. And before you get out on the road, thinking over the road is going to guarantee you money, research your area first and see if it's, you may have a place down the street from you that may hire you right now and pay you more money than somebody over the road. If you in this for the money, right? That's what I would recommend you do. Research your area. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com.